Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts. Live from Trackside, this is IMSA Radio.
Hello everybody and welcome along to IMSA Radio RS2 on the streets of St. Petersburg. We're getting ready for rounds 3 and 4 of the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge. Good to have your company. And, well, what a fabulous start to the season. We had at the Raw before the 24, which seems a very long time ago now, if I'm very honest. We'll give you a little rundown of everything that happened there. In a few moments, 26 cars getting ready to go racing for 45 minutes live from the streets of St. Pete's. 3, 2, 1.
The VP Racing Sports Car Challenge on IMSA Radio.
So let's take you back it's about a month, isn't it, really? Just a little bit more than that since we were at the Raw before the 24. The IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge, the new home for P3s and GT4s, GSX Grand Sport Touring Cars. We've got 9 P3s this weekend and 17 of the GT cars. As I say, we've already had a couple of races, and what races they were at the Daytona International Speedway on January the I think it was on the 20th and the 21st, if memory serves. As you might expect, the P3s were at the sharp end of the field, and Stephen Agacani was victorious in both in his Ligier year. We do have a Duquesne in there as well for Fast MD Racing, and Marto Kadic behind the wheel of that Remstar-sponsored machine. Alex Kirby was second in the first race, and Cody Ware was third. In race two, it was Stephen again from Fast MD, Marco in second, and Miguel Villagomez for Escudio Abro in third position. And as far as the GSXs are concerned, well, in race one, Luca Mars for Core Motorsport in their new GT4 Ford was ahead of Gregory Leofu for Stephen Cameron Racing in the number 43 BMW G82, and an AMG Mercedes in third position for Mark Miller for Thays Competition. Then it was Porsche, by the way, making it 4 different manufacturers in the top 4, and it was 5 in the top 6, because after the BMW of Split Decision Motorsport and Eric Thompson, Jordan Lee had the Porsche 718 in there as well. Well, you can probably hear that we've got cars on track, so let's have a look at the grids. Here's how they'll line up. Not time to do the full rundown of all 26 as they're coming onto Bayshore Drive right now. So let's have a look at the top couple of rows in GSX. Gregory Leofuge and Patrick Wilmot with Jason Bell and Luca Mars. Jackson Lee and Jesse Lazar on the front row of the grid. The lights are out on the Cadillac safety car. And in P3, here's your top four. Roars, Cody Ware and Ryan Finney are on row four. On row three, Brian Thames and Alex Kirby. Second row of the grid, Miguel Villagomez and Stephen Agacani, the championship leader for MLT Motorsports. And it's Jonathan Woodridge and Jagger Jones on pole position. That's how they'll line up for this 45-minute race. Onto the runway of St. Pete's then, getting ready to go racing. A slightly split grid. Jagger Jones in just his fourth outing in the Duquesne in any kind of P3 car. Gets the jump. What a good start it is from the pole sitter as he heads down towards a tricky turn in across the stripes to turn one. You get grip, you lose grip. You get grip, you lose grip there. Now you've got to funnel in and play follow my leader as you head down onto First Street and down towards turn four. It's a pretty even start from the P3s. Behind the GSXs, the McLaren Artura of Jesse Lazar, still holding on but having to be very, very defensive into turn four as Core Motorsports and the championship leader in the Mustang was coming through there, the multicoloured car with the pink on it, trying to make up some positions from early on. No pit stops, no driver changes. This is the new look championship for the IMSA VP Sports Car Challenge. Good to have your company with us here on IMSA Radio. The blue and black McLaren with the white hindquarters still leading out then, as Jesse Lazare ahead of Luca Mars for Core in second position. So that's positions made up by Luca as they go through 11 and 12, the chicane. Meantime, across the line, Jagger Jones goes through Fast MD from Escuderia Abro, Miguel Villagomez, Stephen Agacani, the championship leader for MLT, swept the racing at Daytona. Then Alex Kirby, Thames, Woolridge, Ryan Finney, Cody Ware, Michael Schultes for Mishu Motors. Didn't get a time in qualified, so had to start at the back, Michael. GTX battle. McLaren, Ford, Aston Martin, BMW, Aston Martin, three Beamers, a Porsche and another Beamer for the top 10. Frank Depew's already made up a couple of positions for Rebel Rock Racing as he's got ahead of both Todd Coleman and Gregory Leofo. That's big news for Gregory. Looks like he had problems early on and Todd Coleman's been into the pits as well, so maybe there was a coming together at the early part of the race. Great to see the McLaren Artura out there, low slung machine with the rather more chunky Ford in behind, but able to battle each other because of the balance of performance and all the hard work that IMSA do through to complete lap two. Jagger Jones then has pulled out 3.5 seconds. This is huge. Now, how's he doing on his tyres though? 45 minutes. Villagomez in second position. Then a little gap back to Agacani. Stephen with Alex Kirby right up his tailpipes. The Black 61 is Ryan Finney of RV Motorsports. Cody Ware with a little gap in, tiny little gap behind Ryan. I think Cody Ware's gone through there. Check that at the next timing point. But so far, so good. Time certain race as the leaders. Jagger Jones in that number 87 Fast MD car. We're living up to its name already halfway down the front straight. That's Gregory Leofu for Stephen Cameron Racing sitting in the pit lane, the blue and orange car, and no real urgency going on there. Still the leading pack of P3s. I reckon it's a couple of laps before they start lapping people. It'll be Todd Coleman who they get to first in the Archangel Motorsport number 22, Aston Martin. He's a little bit off the end of the pack. But then they're going to start having to battle with GT4 GSX cars that are battling themselves. First race of two this weekend in the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge on the streets of St. Pete. The leaders heading down Bayshore Drive and through the right-hander at turn 10, all the way down through the gearbox to second or third, depending on how they geared up, flat through the 11 and 12 chicane and then balance it for the hairpin, which is actually turn two corners. And Jagger Jones already coming to the line as the chasing pack are only just in the middle of turns 13 and 14. Jagger Jones shot from a gun. And there's Stephen Leaf, who's just coming out of the pit lane. So he's going to join in at least a couple or three laps down to the GT cars. Three laps to the leaders, two laps to his class, which haven't quite come around. So he absolutely needs a safety car to get him back on terms. Lazer, another fastest lap in the McLaren. The pace set in both the categories by the drivers at the front of the field. And Jesse Lazer's pulled a bit of a gap now as well. And the battle is on between Luke and Martin Core Motorsports. The white, light blue, pink and black Mustang right in behind it. The blue and highlight the yellow Aston Martin. Pro Sport competition. Jason Bell down the inside to four and takes the position. That's a new second place now. Can he set off in pursuit of our runaway leader, Jesse Lazar? So now it's Lazar, Jackson, Luke Mars, Patrick Wilmot in the split decision motorsport BMW. That's the lighter blue car in behind the Ford Mustang as they now come towards the end of the lap. So motorsport in action. McLaren from Van der Steur Racing, Core Motorsports, split decision motorsports, Pro Sport, Stephen Cameron Racing, Sean Quinlan, Michael Dayton for Swish, Mark Drummond in 9th, Thomas Collingwood in 10th, and Scott Blind for Ruckus Racing makes up the top 10. At the front of the field, Jagger Jones now 7 seconds ahead of the field. Miguel Villagomez from Stephen Agacani. Escuderia Abe Abro from MLT Motorsports. Then Performance Tech and Alex Kirby just a little bit further back. He's coming under pressure now from Forte Racing. And the number 77 and Brian Thames. Raucous bellowing of the V8s from the LMP3s. They sound fantastic. Low slung thoroughbred racing cars. Not really at home on the streets here. They like to stretch their legs a little bit more. But it's providing great racing. Leader is in traffic and has already put a lap on the number 22, Todd Coleman of Archangel Motorsport. Villa Gomez pulling away from Stephen Agacani and Alex Kirby, now a second further back from second place. But that little trio still having a good scrap down into turn four. Look down the inside. That was the Cody Ware car that was under some pressure there from Ryan Finney, and Michael Schultz is just off the back of that as well. Jonathan Woolridge right in there for Performance Tech. Brian in the red and white car, then Jonathan Woolridge in the light blue car with the very bright pink daylight running lights. Down the inside in the final corner, the 38, that's the R-Line utility car, and that is Jonathan Woolridge, and he might lose around the outside, the gold-wheeled car. That's a great manoeuvre if they can pull it off. That's Cody Ware. And Cody Ware might have a twofer there, and I wonder if there's been some damage on the red and white car of Jonathan Woolridge. Performance Tech, he's dropped way back. And he's not quick. This is the 77. In fact, no, it's Brian Things. Excuse me. It's Brian Things. Aston Martin, number 72. Frank Depew running in the camouflage colours that they're running at Daytona, because the new bodywork of that car hadn't been revealed to the public yet. It's amazed me how few people actually realised that that was the new Vantage. So we at the Raw and at Sebring, at Daytona itself, excuse me, did get a sneak preview. Well, there was definitely side-to-side contact between Jonathan Woolridge and Brian Thames. And, yeah, right rear puncture. I wondered if that's what had happened. Now, is that tyre and wheel combo going to hold on? Brian's desperately trying to get it back to the pit lane. That was going, as we mentioned, going into turn 13 and 14. And just the front wing of Jonathan's car making contact there. So Ryan Finney, Michael Schultes, Cody Ware. So Cody in fifth, Finney sixth, Schultes seventh, Woolridge eighth now as Brian comes into the pit lane for Forte Racing at the front of the field. 7.2 seconds the gap between Jagger Jones and Alex Kirby. Fast MD Racing ahead of Performance Tech. Then it's half a second back to Stephen Agacani. Now 3 seconds back to Michael Villagomez, who's dropped back down in the Escuderia Abro car. So Alex Kirby on the move. Agacani, championship leader, in third position. Jagger Jones, by the way, we should say in the JSX category, similarly dominant is Jesse Lazar in the Motorsports in Action, the Mia McLaren Artura. If you are wondering where our leader, Jagger Jones, was and where he finished at Daytona, and he wasn't there. So he's really starting the championship late, but could still give him an opportunity to do some good work. And certainly with the times he's laying down at the moment, this is impressive. The conditions nigh on perfect here. Hardly any wind to speak of, and that there is coming across the start finish line, so the drivers not getting too much of it because they're slightly protected by all of the haulers on drivers left. Down into the first corner for the blue and white Aston, number 82 car. Oh, Patrick Wilmot into the pits for split decision. He'd been running well up the field, so has there been another coming together? So Lee Jackson for Van der Stoer Racing in second, Luca Mars now in third for Core Motorsport, then Jason Bell for Pro Sport, Sean Quindlen, Steve Cameron Racing in the 43 blue and orange Beaver leader well into the traffic, and so is second place now. Alex Kirby trying to pick his way through. Jagger Jones right in behind Sean Quindlen, the fifth of the GSX cars, and he's caught them just coming through onto Bayshore Drive. Should be able to power his way through using the better aero and the higher power of the V8. Does so. So the black and red car leading overall, and now having lapped up to 13th position and 5th in the GT4 GSX class. Still half an hour to go here. Plenty of racing. So Brian Thames has been in and out of the pits for Forte Racing with that contact causing him a problem on the left rear. Patrick Wilmot, a quick stop for Split Decision Motorsport, the BMW number 88, three wide on the front stretch. And that is rather too late of a dive down the inside for Alex Kirby, who just put in the fastest lap of the race in his attempt to chase down Jagger Jones, whose lead went from over 7 seconds to just on four, fighting the way through traffic. But here comes Aga Khani. Aga Khani taking the opportunity of Kirby going long there at turn one, and the championship leader there with two perfect runs at Daytona goes up into second place in the mostly white Ligier. Duquesne leading and off for the number 22, Todd Coleman, Archangel Motorsport, at the end of the lap, just coming out of the chicane through turns 10 and 11, rejoined halfway through 13 and 14. So what happened there? Was there a little bump? Not sure. Alex Kirby, who'd had a decent lead on third place, Stephen Aga Khani. The LA Prep white number seven going very wide through turn one, then got stuck behind traffic, and at turn four, Stephen was through in at MLT Motorsports. On the nosy, half an hour to go, 30 minutes and counting. 2:45 minutes this weekend. One driver, no pit stops, head down, no nonsense, mindless boogie, fighting on the streets of St. Pete's. Now it looks like Alex Kirby. Now, has he got a problem? Maybe dirtied his tyres up when he went long in turn one, because Miguel Villagomez now is right with him in the bright orangey red and dark grey at Scuderia Abro car. And Stephen Aga Khani, by the way, has got through the traffic, but he is now 7.5 seconds behind Jagger Jones, who's dominating this one. In GSX, Jesse Lazar has pulled out 2.5 seconds on Lee Jackson, who's established himself in second for Van der Steur Racing in the Aston Martin Vantage. Then Luke Mars for Core in third in the Mustang. He's another 5 seconds further back. Jason Bell for Aston Martin Pro Sport, the two car. Another 3 seconds further back from that. So beginning to spread these runners out. The battle at the moment, though, Alex Kirby and Villa Gomez, and Kirby's on the defensive as he comes through to start another lap through onto First Street, down towards turn four. Not sure that Villa Gomez is quite close enough. Bit of clear track for once for Jagger Jones in the 87 cars. He heads on to Bayshore Drive, and ahead of him he's got the number 82 of Lee Jackson. That's second in GSX now. The Aston Martin Vantage, the blue car with the highlighter yellow piping, and he's there already. My goodness. 112s for the leading GT3s, 117s and 18s. And this is only a 1.8 mile circuit. So they're going to get past at least another couple of times. Jagger Jones negotiates. You can't call Lee Jackson a back marker. He's battling for the lead in GSX. Coming down to 27.5 minutes to go. And now it's the leader in GSX. Jesse Lazar has his mirrors full of the overall leader. This is not his battle. Needs to find somewhere to let that black Duquesne DO8 go through. Actually, it's not bad because he's just come onto Bayshore. He'll just move across to the right-hand side. Maybe just breathe out the throttle. I don't even think he really needed to there, because the prototype is so much quicker. 14 laps, not that we're counting. It's all about the time here. Well, this has been an absolute clinic so far by Jagger Jones, who has virtually no experience in these cars. I would say he's had a handful of races. That's not true. He hasn't even had four fingers and a thumb. It's his fourth outing in these cars. And at the moment, he has not put a Michelin tyre wrong. Aga Khani just closed up again during that little bit of traffic for the leader. Got it under 5 seconds, but of course now he's got to pass the same at McLaren. Oh, might get that done before turn four. if Jesse sees him. Jesse does see him, steers out to the left-hand side here. So that might be a net gain there for Stephen Agacani. Agacani then clears that traffic. 4.8 seconds. Oh, and the leader's embroiled in more cars. He's just had to go past the late starting Gregory Lefebvre, or at least a couple of laps down, having been in the pits. Archangel Motorsports and BWB in there as well. Frank Depew, Rebel Rock Racing. That was a huge gaggle of traffic there for the leader. Now, can Agacani get past those cars on the front straight? He might be able to get a couple of them here, and that'll be another, surely another net gain for him. 4.5, 3 seconds the gap now, but now he can't get through, and he'll have to follow these three battling GT cars through at least turns 1, 2, and 3. But then he'll get the run past the Porsche 718, a BGB motorcycle. That's Will Wax on that car. I don't think he'll get the Stephen Cameron BMW at the end of First Street before he turns right on Second Avenue, and then on the Beach Street, Central Avenue, and then turning right again on the Bayshore Drive. It is not your average street circuit here. Much quicker in parts. Yes, there are a number of 90-degree corners, but there's some sweeping fast parts of the track as well. Oh, that's really cost Agacani. And that's allowed Alex Kirby and Miguel Villagomez to close up on him. And all of a sudden, Jagger Jones is back out to 8 seconds. That's the biggest gap we've seen. But these groups of GXX SX cars are really throwing it in the mix. Kirby and Villagomez, all there across the line. And Cody Ware's right in that as well. Three cars battling for third, fourth and fifth through the traffic. Down towards turn four again now. They all swing out. 1, 2, 3 across the track at one stage. Just a moment or two ago, problem on the far side of the circuit. Very bad understeer from Vin Barletta in the unusually dark-coloured number 96, the Olympia-supported Turner BMW. And hits the wall pretty hard at the exit of turn four. That might bring him into the pit lane. Let's keep an eye on the battle for third, fourth and fifth in LMP3. Kirby, Villagomez, Cody Ware. Woolridge can't be that far away. He's just put his fastest lap of the race in as well, but he's not close enough to benefit from any shenanigans here as they go through the chicane at 11 and 12. Now the heavy braking area to the long right-handed hairpins at 13 and 14. On to the front straight. Jagger Jones has already gone through. 8 seconds the gap to Agacani. And then he's got 5.5 on this cracking three-car battle for the last step of the podium. The white number 7 of Alex Kirby, then Miguel Villagomez in the orangey red and grey car, then the blue and white is the Cody Ware racing car. And for me at the moment, it looks like Miguel is just a bit quicker in that Escuderia Abro car. All these years, the car in front is a Decay. So Villagomez is quicker through the slow stuff, I would say. But he can't turn that into an opportunity. He's really quick. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. But you can't pass there. He needs to be right underneath the back of Alex Kirby's rear aero foil in that white, grey and the red wheels. 7.3 seconds at the front of the field. A full second taken out the leader that time around by Agacani. Then the battle for third through turn one. Steer to the right hand side. Cut across to the left, then right and then left. There's debris on the circuit. The red And yellow stripes doesn't always just mean fluid. It means something on the track that shouldn't be there, and I think that's debris. Now, here's an opportunity. I said that Villa Gomez was quicker through the twisties. For a moment, he was a third of the way alongside, but a third of the way alongside doesn't get it done here on the streets of St. Pete's. Into the second half of the 45-minute race with 20 minutes to go on the streets of St. Pete's, round three, and the first of two races here in idyllic Kazit conditions this morning. More traffic, more danger. This time it's the number five, Angus Rogers, KMW Porsche. Stays on his line. That's exactly what the race director would have told him to do. Third, fourth and fifth in the LMP3s. Squeezed by now. Is this a concerted dive down the inside from Villa Gomez? He's got to get it stopped. He does get it stopped. He goes to the apex and there's an opportune move by Ware, who gets a bit of hip and shoulder and he's in the wall. And into the tyre barrier at the exit of turn two. And that's a puncture as well and damage for Alex Kirby. We could be seeing the safety car here. Full course yellow. Well, they came together. Ware tipped into a spin at the exit of turn two, driver's right, and then further issue for Alex Kirby. Oh, look, straight on for the number 51 as well. Oh, my goodness. Cody Ware, I thought he got away with it, but he's gone straight on at turn four and hit the wall really hard. Well, Cody Ware, having recovered from being knocked sideways into the wall by Alex Kirby, has got no further than turn four. Stewards will be having a look at that, I'm sure. And this is going to be quite a significant cleanup because there's tyre wall damage. The tyre bundles at turn four have been overhauled in their design since last year. There's more of them, but they taper away at the edge of the corner, but they're all banded. That hasn't stopped the nose of Cody Ware's Ligier going right underneath them and lifting them over. There's damage to the back of that car as well, where he hit the wall at turn two. Alex Kirby, AMR safety team already there. IMSA with their own safety team here. The Cadillac safety car, the pace car, has got everybody down to a sensible speed. Well, what a dramatic couple of moments. We'll see if we can unpick what happened with that. Started with Miguel Villa Gomez, who pulled off a perfect manoeuvre, I reckon, down into turn one and got it stopped, got it to the apex on the right-hand side as he went down the inside of Alex Kirby in the Performance Tech number seven. And then there was side-by-side contact, one, two, three, four times, which sent Cody Ware, first of all, into the wall. But I think it must have broken something on Alex Kirby's car as well. As he came out of three, he just understeered into the wall. Now, that's interesting because that looked like he'd broken something on the right-hand side of the car, and he was banging wheels the left-hand side of the car, as he was turning right-handed. He was banging the right-hand side of the car on Cody Ware's car, and then Cody, having got the car pointed back in the right direction and thought perhaps he could make up some time, just went straight on at turn four. So Miguel Villa Gomez, who started all that off with a perfect textbook overtake down the inside at turn one, is in third. Ryan Finney now in fourth for RV. Jonathan Woolridge for Performance Tech in fifth place. Mirko Schultes for Michi Motors in sixth place. And there, I'm just going down. Oh, Brian's back out again in the 40 Racing Ligier. So he is going to make up his laps and he'll be scored in ninth. Check that, seventh rather, in P3. That was a big hit by the number 51 of Cody Ware. I suspect that was steering damage as well for him. In GSX, Jesse Lazare, who had a similar dominant performance to Jagger Jones at the front of the P3s, is ahead of Van der Steyr Racing's Aston Martin of Jackson Lee. I think I called him Lee Jackson earlier on. My apologies. Luca Mars up into third. And that's very good news indeed for Luca, who leads the GSX drivers ahead of Gregory Leofug in second. Well, he's well down at the minute. Michael Cooper, Pat Wilmot, Eric Thompson and Jackson Lee making up the top six. AMR safety team, best in the business for IMSA. And making sure that Cody Ware and Alex Kirby are all right. Stephen Agacani ahead of Marco Kacic and Brian Deans for P3, with Alex Kirby and Cody Ware fourth and fifth, and Miguel Villagomez in sixth position. So they're all scoring good points as well. Villagomez in the bright red car, bright orange car, that's fine. But then Kirby cuts back, as it appeared there was an opportunist manoeuvre on by Cody Ware. He gets on to the lighter coloured part of the racetrack, which is extremely slippery, goes backwards into the turn two barriers, but then selects first and drive away, but didn't get any further than turn four with the damage. And Alex clearly had some problems to the front of his car as well, because he couldn't make the exit of turn three and hit the wall very hard indeed, scraping all the way down driver's left there. The exit of turn three is around about Fifth Avenue, and such is the speed you come through there. You're picking up speed all the time through that serpentine run from two to three, that Alex's car didn't come to a halt until nearly Fourth Avenue. So pretty much a block. We're still behind the safety car with 14 minutes to go. Just seeing if we've got all of the P3s in a line. Is that Mirko right at the back of that in the 70? Yes, it is. And there's no interlopers, I don't think, until we get to the Porsche of BGB Motorsports. Will Wax has been lapped by his... In fact, Eddie Killeen as well for Thiers competition. He's been lapped as well by the leader in class in that McLaren. Ooh, that's not a good sound as that car has pulled out. Time certain race, 13 minutes to go. So we are going to have, I reckon, about 7 or 8 minutes of a dash for points here in this first of two events this weekend. If you are just joining us at IMSA Radio, if you'd like to get in touch. That was a big hit for Kirby. Smacked into the wall, and then he's a passenger from that point. Well, I think he was a passenger before he got there. Hello to Bill Romain. Oh, Romain, sorry. And the rest of you who are tuned in at the moment at IMSA Radio around the world, live and free with our audio coverage via imsaradio.com, and the player there, RS2, is the home. Still circulating behind the safety car. And we got a flatbed going out as well. I think that's for Alex Kirby's car. We got the rollback going out. We, just depending how quickly the that car can be loaded up will depend how long we have racing. Still 11 minutes on the clock and we've been having a good race. We've got track services down at turn four with a crane. Now maybe that's what the rollback is for. And that's Cody Ware's car. Not a huge amount of time between races, because we are racing again later on this afternoon. So, Performance Tech and Rick Ware Racing, possibly Vim Barletta's BMW needing some remedial work from Turner Motorsport after he hit the wall at turn four. And Patrick Wilmot's been in the pits in his BMW as well for Split Decision Motorsport. He's been in for quite a while, so that would suggest they've got some. Well, they're not going to get a lunch break, let's put it that way. Albert Woodard Airport is where we run on this 1.8 mile circuit. Missing anything at the moment. There is no action to report. The low thrum of the V8s in the LMP3 cars just barely ticking over at the moment. Probably just got the car in second or third and it's barely ticking over, just pulling itself along. We're under 9 minutes to go now, and this is going to be a real dash. Now, Jagger Jones and Jesse Lazar, who've led from the green lights, they'll not be chivying on that crew at turn four. Yeah, take your time, lads. Very happy to just cruise around. What you never know is what the tyres are going to do when you bring them back to give you another heat cycle. But we're not going back green anytime soon. Let's give you another rundown, just in case they do manage to move those cars and we go back. It won't be this lap, certainly. So it's Jagger Jones, Fast MD, in the Duquesne, number 87, that leads from Stephen Aghakani in second position. And he will retain his lead at the top of the championship as it stands right now, if nothing changes. It's Miguel Villagomez for Escuderia Abro in Alesia, the number 23 in third. It's the sort of silver and green car, green rear aerofoil and roof. Behind him, the one you can't miss, is... No, hang on a second. We must have a car, must have an interloper there, I think. Yes, we have. But behind him is Ryan Finney in the RV Motorsports Leashier, then Jonathan Woolridge and Mirko Schultes. They are your top six. Let me just check. Oh, we're nearly cleared at turn four. Well, that's good news. I think there's a car in between the leader, and I think it's Brian Thames for Forte Racing. Yes, it is. It's the 77, isn't it? But it's in between Jagger Jones and Stephen Aghakani. Now, with a bit of luck and a fair wind, Brian might pull to one side or even pop into the pits before we go back racing again. He's been passed by the leader, so he's not going to get a wave by, because the leader's in front of him. So he won't get waved past to come back around. I think we're nearly ready to go here. 6 minutes exactly on the clock. Round three of the 2024 IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge on the streets of St. Pete's. Gregory Leofouge on the back of the pack there. He is a lap away from the lead. One more lap, maybe? Well, we're doing 2 minute laps, so I think it would be two more laps. If we go green next time, it will be green white checker, I think. And it's all going to depend what the situation is round about the intersection of 4th Avenue and 1st Street to see if Alex Kirby's car's out of the way. Because I think turn 4 is all clear now. And the tyre barrier has been repaired. That was a big hit for Cody Ware. Well, there's a lot of debris, but it's off the driver's... the driving line to the extreme left-hand side, and there's no sign of Alex Kirby's car. We could be going back to green here. So just checking. Yeah, that is Brian in behind the leader. So the second place red, white and blue car is not in the fight for the lead. The green and white is Stephen Akakani. Then Miguel Villagomez in the very bright orangey-coloured car. Then Ryan Finney is in the black car, the number 61. Behind him, the lighter blue car is Jonathan Wooldridge. And the yellow and blue car is Mirko Schulzis. The leader in GSX is the McLaren, which is blue and white. A little bit of pink on it for Motorsport in Action. And the Artura. Then Van der Steur Racing in the very distinctive Mustang. In the very distinctive Aston. And then Luca Mars, our championship leader for course. We go back to green here. Could be as many as three laps here. We'll have to see when they come round next time. Green flag and immediately jumping out of the way, Brian Thiens. But nobody went by him. Agacani missed his opportunity there to go through. That was huge for the championship leader. He might be thinking safety, but now he's got Miguel Villagomez right up his tailpipes as they go onto First Street. Akakani. Oh, into the wall. Into the wall for Villagomez. That was almost inevitable. Side by side into four, but it was a slap with the left-hand side of Villagomez's machine. There's bodywork damage at the front, but he'll continue with just 2 minutes and 52 seconds to go. But it's lost him a place. Ryan Finney now onto the third step of the podium, and here comes Jonathan Wooldridge in the blue car into turn 10. That's a very difficult place to pass, but he gets it done. And here's Brian Thiens, who's the lapped car, going side by side. The yellow and blue car through the chicane would be a pass for position, but not on the first of those cars. So they were toughing it out for second and third position, and it was just no grip on the outside for Miguel Villagomez. And he's got bodywork rubbing on his left front Michelin now, and he's going straight on a turn one. And that is a lot of points that have just disappeared down the tubes. Jagger Jones loves this because he's pulled out 3 seconds at the front of LMP3. But there's a battle for the lead in GSX, and they're right with Mirko Schulzis, who's, I think, holding them up at the moment. This is not what Jesse Lazar wanted to see. He does not want Schultz is right ahead of him, slowing him down through the corners, and he certainly doesn't want the 82 of Jackson Lee and Van der Steur Racing in that Aston right in behind him. He's got a good run though out on through turn 9, through the kink, now down to turn 10. Luca Mars is not that far back, you know, in the Ford.
white flag for Jagger Jones, who has dominated this, had 8 seconds at one stage before the safety car, has pulled out nearly 5 seconds in one lap because of the shenanigans going on in second and third. Ryan Finney inheriting third place on the podium, but he's having to fight for it now with Jonathan Woolridge. Woolridge right there, and the top three start their last lap in GSX, McLaren, Aston Martin and Ford, with BMWs at the triple behind them. Michael Dayton, Sean Quinlan and Mark Brumman make up the top six. But which order will these three finish? Down to turn four, round about a mile still to go. Jones is gone. Akakani is going to be second. Finney and Woolridge are disputing the third step on the box. And the top three in GSX is by no means assured. And again, the blue and yellow car of Mirko Schultzis is right in the way of the Michelin Motors machine. Jagger Jones lights to flag, pole position, and takes the victory unchallenged, really. His biggest worry was the safety car slowing him down. Fast MD Racing takes it from MLT, Stephen Agacani in second and Jonathan Woolridge for Performance Tech in third. In GSX, a measured drive at the end. Little bit of a worry maybe on the restart for Jesse Lazar. Motorsport in action, and McLaren take that one from Jackson Lee and Van der Steur Racing after the late race. Argy Bargy and Luca Mars in Core Motorsports Ford Mustang finishes up in third. Just off the podium, Michael Dayton, Sean Quinlan and Mark Brumman had three BMWs. Linus Stern, Scott Blind for Ruckus Racing in another Aston Martin in seventh. The top 10 in GSX made up by Tom Collingwood for BGB Motorsports. He was a lap down. And Angus Rogers came up to ninth. I reckon Eddie Killeen is in 10th for Thiers Competition. He'd be delighted with that. So, a little bit of attrition with Vin Barletta for Turner, Patrick Wilmot for Split Decision not making it to the end. I don't think Frank Depew came back out of the pits either. And, of course, Miguel Villagomez had a problem as well. We also lost Jason Bell in the Aston Martin for Pro Sport. And then the big incident, Cody Ware and Alex Kirby coming together and both ending up in the wall in a big way. Alex coming out of three, Cody not making four at all. But take nothing away from Jagger Jones. Early on in his LMP3 career, has stamped his authority from pole position to the win in, well, you have to say it, unchallenged. A little bit of argy bargy puts Jagger Jones, who outqualified everybody by nearly half a second, and he put that to good use. Vin Barletta had problems when he hit the wall at turn four. The big incident saw Cody Ware in the wall at two. He recovered and drove on. Alex Kirby hit the wall at the exit at turn three. That looked nasty with a bit of a brake fire going on the right rear of his Ligier. But nothing could stop Jagger Jones coming through to take the victory in the first of two races on the streets of St. Pete. Jagger Jones, Stephen Agacani and Jonathan Woolridge for P3. Jesse Lazare, Jackson Lee and Luca Mars in GSX. One more race from St. Pete's later on. Join us here for it live with me, John Hindall. Thanks to Curry up in London. And we'll have the second race of the weekend for the IMSA VP Racing Sports Car Challenge here on RS2 IMSA Radio.
This programme is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.